He deserved to be praised.
Yes.
Dear God in heaven, we thank you for we gather around your word. We're in a transitional period to get deeper into the spirit. Help us to understand your word here in Darrow and around the world as we aim to be transformed and transferred into a deeper dimension of the spirit. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit who help us carry out ministry and life. We yield to you, Holy Spirit. We know you're real. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. We're going to begin at the ninth verse. There's some precious things to share with you. As the Lord is aiming to, I believe, transform us, transfer us into our final analysis of our citizenship, in which it will make us stronger, bigger, better, more powerful as a believer. But I believe as we came through different denominations, Baptist, I came through the Catholic Church, I came through the full gospel, I came through the word of faith, which all had been a blessing to me. But when the apostolic call was placed on my life, I saw another dimension, which I believe is the final dimension of the apostolic dimension, anointing, citizenship, knowing how to do things decent and order, decent and in order in the spirit, and knowing that you have to not ever trust any other resources anymore. You'll come to the point that God still reign, God still rule, God still regulate on the behalf of those who yield to him. Amen. So tonight we're going to read about the ascension. Not much is said about the ascension at large, but it holds, I'm going to give you five things that it brought into existence that are so important. And matter of fact, I'll give you those five things before we read it. I just try to follow the Spirit. The first thing, the ascension of Christ marked the conclusion of his ministry in his bodily presence. Now, in his bodily presence. When we read the scripture, we're going to find out that when Christ left, realms switched. We had him no more in physical sight. So a spiritual dimension came alive when Christ left. They could no longer look to him in a physical body. So now more so they had to look into the spirit realm. That's like you get hooked on somebody, you can't grow no further than they can grow because you got your eyes too much on them. All right? The second thing, it also exalted him to the right hand of the Father, the ascension. Let me back up a little bit. The reason I'm talking about those five things about the ascension, because we have studied Christ's life. We have studied the crucifixion. We have studied the resurrection. But we have not, the body of Christ have not known the significance of the ascension. We're going to read it in scripture that he ascended. And what it did when he ascended, when we read, it turned the apostles' eyes toward heaven. And it orchestrated an invisible realm that is real. And let me say it again, an invisible realm that is real what makes everything happen that happened. I heard a lady try to describe science as science is proof. Yeah, but science, where science come from? Wouldn't be no science if God didn't made it. So yeah, you can get some scientific proof, but it's not higher as the spirit. That which is made can't be higher than that which made it. And so in studying the gospel, in studying the life of Christ, in studying the crucifixion, in studying the resurrection, we really have no mandate for the ascension. You know, we got a day for the resurrection, we got a day for Christmas, but we don't have no mandate for the ascension. And so the church have not known the importance of the ascension. Ascension means after Christ rose from the dead, I'm looking at these young people now, ascension means he was caught up. Didn't have no string or nothing on him, he just was caught up. And he went up, all right, went back to the Father. Second thing is, it exalted him to the right hand of the Father. Third thing, at the same time, the ascension meant that the continuing work of Christ on earth was now placed in the hand of his apostles or disciples, ultimately in the hands of the apostle. And then ultimately in the hand of the church. Fourthly, it was imperative that the ascension occur so the promised comforter could come. No ascension, no Holy Ghost. Yeah. All right? And then fifth, the Holy Spirit would empower the apostles as they carry out the kingdom assignment. Those five things. Those five things. If you didn't get it, you had to get it off tape. Now, look with me in Acts 1:9. Right past Acts 1:8. Because Acts 1:8 was a definite assignment to us to permit the Holy Spirit to orchestrate every move we make in our lives. Matter of fact, you listening?
Yes.
None of the moves you make in your life should be secular. Everything you do down here need to be led by the Spirit. You got it?
Yes.
All right, now look at the night voice. We're still dealing with Christ these 40 days before he left. Now he's about to leave. And when he had spoken these things, all the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and told them that the power will come, while they beheld he, Jesus, was what? I can't hear you.
Taken up.
And a cloud received him where?
Out of their sight.
Now, in reading this, out of their sight is a transitional period. You don't have no more physical evidence to look at.
All right.
You're going to have to now move in the realm of the Spirit. He was taken out of our sight for a reason. That you do not live by seeing no more. So every physical attack and everything you're dealing with, you don't have to look at it no more. You have the right. You listening?
Yes.
Not to permit it to be real in your life.
Amen.
If it's not working on your behalf, you have the right to tell it, no, you're not going to be real in my life.
Amen.
I'm going to get rid of you by a higher power.
Amen.
Are you following?
Yes.
All right, now. Look at verse 10 now. Because it's constantly telling us another way to look, another way to see, a 1 Corinthians 2:9, 10 way of seeing. All right, just put that down. And while they looked steadfast, the apostle looking toward heaven, what he was looking? As he went up, Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And they said it was angels to give them instruction. But you also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Now you need to underline heaven every time you see heaven now. Only two or three times, three or four times. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Now, we must to finalize or enforce our citizenship as men and women of God, we must get beyond the physical realm. And we must learn how to operate out of an invisible realm. Amen. Come on now, that's M-E-A-T.
Yes, sir.
That's why he was taken out of our sight. Because had he not been taken out of our sight, we would live by sight the rest of our life. And that's what's hindering us from being happy. Because things going to come, but if you know they can't stay. I'll make the statement one more time. We must get beyond the physical realm and operate out of the invisible realm. Jesus left for us to totally switch realm. Let me throw out four, five, six, seven, eight words to you. Realm, the invisible realm, calls for revelation. Revelation overpower reason and present reality. Transferring and transforming the church into the invisible realm to operate by revelation, by rhema, by a certain rhythm in the spirit. Range change. Range. You know, you reach, it change. Range change. Resources change. In order to explain this, the Holy Spirit said to me, take them to John. Go to John 3, chapter 3, verse 34. John 3, 34. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we're talking about Jesus used me apostolically. I know it's the final landing after all these years of studying. This is the landing. This is where kingdom citizenship become real. Woo!
Hallelujah.
I love it. This is where kingdom citizenship really become real, because you're going to start reigning in life. Yeah, you're going to start. You the regulator. See, your region, the region you live in, going to have to respect you.
Amen.
Because you're going to be operating in another dimension. Now, listen at this. Look at the comparison of two scriptures, what Jesus was trying to get done here. He told us that he's going to send the Holy Spirit, right? Now, notice this verse. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Let me read it backwards then. God give not the Spirit by measure to him. So now he can speak the word of God properly. For he whom God has sent, talking about Jesus when he was on earth, speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure, by measure, by measure, by measure, overflow, more than enough, by measure unto him. Now, you say that's Jesus. I'm glad you said that. Now turn to John's chapter 7, verse 37. I'm glad you said that. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. God will no less work for you than he worked for Jesus. If you work the word properly, you go through the different, the rim, the rhythm, the realm, the range, the resources, the same way it belonged to you. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Go to the next verse. Watch what happened. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, yeah, is John 3:34 in you. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. No measure. So just like God the Father gave Jesus the Spirit without measure, you who are baptized with the Holy Ghost, you have the right to function in the Spirit without measure. So now you got the Spirit without measure and speaking the Word of God. The Spirit without measure and speaking the Word of God and seeing the invisible. And doing the impossible. Yes. And living the unusual. Yes. And recognize you're unstoppable. The church must come to that point. That's how powerful we are. But we have to have a pioneering spirit. We got to go further than the church been going. We got to be willing to cut some trees down. That's our territory too. Yes, sir. Stop letting them cut all our trees down. Take our place in the natural. Yes, sir. So he took, now go to the next verse because I don't want you to get this mixed up. 38, 39, let's see. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. All right, now. Now you know we're in that dispensation, right? All right. Now, let me before I go any further, let me try to get you to see this. In Luke 24, I don't know if I wrote the right voice. Look, go to Luke 24. I don't know if I wrote the right voice. I wrote a voice while I was writing some notes down for you. And oh, my goodness. Almost panicked. I was in Luke 22, but it's Luke 24. Luke 24, 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Now that's Acts 1:8. We'll get to Acts 2. You're going to see that happen. But he said, tarry, wait, don't try to go without it. And now I want to go back a little bit into the ascension. Jesus left and the apostles and the disciples, they're looking at him, but he's getting out of visible form. He'd already said, I'm going to send you somebody else to operate by. And I'm going to send you somebody where your faith going to work better. Amen. Because we are seeing people physically. We like to see somebody or see something. No, he said, I want you to operate in the invisible realm with a rhythm. A rhythm that is not natural. In other words, you should hear music others can't hear. No matter what the times are, no matter what's happening, if you're in that rhythm, you're still going to have a beat. We haven't been there. That's further than emotion. That's in the realm where all impossibilities are possible. And then you come down to Acts 1:8, right before our text. So three more words I'm going to give you. Levels, frequencies, and vibrations in the realm of the spirit. As an apostolic believer, you're going to have to know that. You're going to have to be able to sense the vibration of the Holy Ghost. And you have to sense that when trouble comes, all it is a promotion. It's showing you how to function at a greater dimension of who you are. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Jesus, he showed us how to live in a physical body and always function at a high level in the spirit. When Jesus was here, what he was doing was training us how to live in the body, but yet function in the spirit. Oh, my goodness. How to live in the body, but yet function in the spirit. Oh, my goodness. How to live in the body, but yet function in the spirit. In other words, always functioning above your body. Your body not ruling your functioning. All right, I'm going to show you a scripture. You can sit there and look. I'm going to show you a scripture. Oh, yeah, I got a scripture for it. I got a scripture for it because this ascension was putting you out there to do the same work that Jesus do. Amen. Remember he said in John 14:12, the work that I do, you should do also, and greater work than these should you do because I go unto my Father? Huh? Well, you got to have the spirit without measure to do that. What he had in John 3:34? Are you hearing me? Now, look at Ephesians 2:22. See who you really are. See what you're really here for. You're not here to live to yourself. In whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Not through the Spirit. So here we say, Jesus used me as an apostolic believer. Apostolic meaning the relationship from heaven to earth. It means that there's a divine government that is in control, that no institution, no organization on earth can go to that level. Amen. You have to know that. You have to know when you're coming to your church, you're coming to a place that nothing like it. You cannot let money popularity drag you to another point that they are greater than the Lord's church.
Amen.
They are not. And because of a commonplace of denomination, a lot of time we look up to people for the wrong reason. But when we really get up where we're supposed to be, We look down, not down on, but to draw them up.
Yes.
Give you an idea of what I'm talking about. The Lord showed me this some years ago. The Lord says, Many people have success, Leroy, but not many have good success. Because good success only comes from God. If you play your part, he'll give it to you, Joshua 1:8. Write that down. You read this in Joshua 1:8. He'll give it to you, all right? So you are called by God to be a witness, a leader, and a commander in that divine order. Isaiah 55:4. Look at it. Isaiah, a witness. And you see, we are trying to be leaders. We're trying to be leaders materially. We have competitive spirits. Who got what? And so we're so busy trying to do that, we'd never be a witness. See, three things: witness, leader, Isaiah 55:4, and commander. If you skip rank and go and try to be a leader and never been a witness, you're going to fail. Satan done trick you. And some Christians will never get to be a commander. Because there's a divine order in the spirit. And the ascension got something to do with all of it. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, when you say, Jesus, use me as an apostolic believer, it takes power to do so. And that's why we drop back to Acts 1:8, because Acts 1:8 reveals the entirety of your lifestyle or your life, what God wants you to do. Be a witness. If you don't understand this, material things gonna have a priority on your life. It cannot. You know, I may look like a materialist, I got all kind of stuff, but it does not have me. It cannot. Stuff just come to you. Stuff is, it's so easy for stuff to come to you, but if you keep going to stuff, it gonna run you ragged. Because then it knows you don't know you got authority over it. You letting it control your life when you could be letting him control your life, and it, the stuff got to come to you. Quiet amen up in your boy. It's a whole nother dimension as you become an apostolic believer. I think I'm going to get you all to write a paper. Wait a minute, it's hard. I'm telling because my class, I had a class. And my class wrote me a one-sheet paper on what they're learning. I think I want y'all to do that. And just turn it in, and I'll read them as I can get to them. But I need y'all to do something. I need to know if y'all getting this. I need to know if y'all just sitting here, just going through it. Now, I need to know. Y'all need to tell me what an apostolic believer is. Some of the things I've taught you about it, what you seen, what you learning, you know. Now, you know, all got nervous. Now back to Acts 1:9. I want to make a statement when I get there. It says in Acts 1:9, and when he had spoken, talking about Jesus, these things, he had ministered to them, stayed with them 40 days, while they beheld. You know, that's the experience. He's talking to you, and all of a sudden, you know, suppose I go to gravitate and I can get on, and you know, You didn't watch the magician do that?
Yeah,
the devil. Lester Semeraud had that and it was Africa. Somebody was ministering. This man came and levitated on him. And, you know, that get people attention, you know. And so Lester won't know from the Lord what to do. The Lord said, kick him down. And Lester, you know, he kicked him down. He came on down and the service went on. But he had a real deal here. You talking to the Lord, you know, and you trying to find out, he talking about he's leaving you, and all of a sudden he started leaving. You got to visualize that. You got to see this. You got to leave this monkey wretch religion alone. This thing is so real that your citizenship coming alive. Your power coming alive. Your divine right. You're going to stand up with you're going to have a boldness that cannot be denied. Your confidence, your courage going to come alive. You're going to stop complaining and start calling things that be not as though they were and they are. This is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. It's deeper. It's further than emotion. It's further than a feeling. It's a reality. It's the real deal. The apostolic is not seen in the natural, but flowing in the supernatural. The apostolic is not seen in the natural, but flowing in the supernatural. The power of an apostolic believer is that they don't need to see how a thing going to come out. They know they have the power to call it out. What you working with right now in your life? Let me read it to you again. This is real. This is the Holy Ghost talking to you. This is something that will take you to another realm. This is the rest. The power of an apostolic believer is that they don't need to see how things going to come out. They know. They have the power to call it out. Notice in Romans 4, verse 17, Jesus Christ. Notice in Romans 4, verse 17. Now back up to the 16th verse, because we need to know how this whole system works. Therefore, it is a what? A faith. All right, what are they saying now? Now, faith is the substance of things and the evidence. Oh, this invisible functioning in another realm. I feel the Holy Ghost now, boy. At another dimension. You don't ask it to happen. You make it happen by the power that is on the inside of you. Watch what I say. Call the Holy Ghost. He is instantly present. He lives in me. I'll speak for myself and I'll say something. I will not live a lower life another day. And you know what I'm saying? It's a life where the dictates from the natural come. And I become a common man. You become a common woman. That's not right. It's nothing about pride. It's about truth. You have to know who you are. You have to know who you belong to. You have to know that you got power on the inside of you. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power. Love and a sound mind. Second Corinthians 4:13. Whole Romans. Second Corinthians 4:13. Whole Romans. Shoot, my goodness. Pressure corner shekel mona. Hey. We trying to get no having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believe, and therefore have I spoken. Yes. Sell it. We believe and therefore speak. While I look not at the things was seen. Go down to the next verse. Go down to the next verse. We need to have church up here. Knowing that he was raised up, the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Keep going now. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Keep going. For which cause we fear not, but through though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. Keep going. And then they got another voice that I'm looking for. For our light affliction. For our light affliction. Light affliction. You gotta call it light. Heavy as I am on the inside, whatever happened on the outside is light. I'm heavy on the inside. I'm heavy with power. I'm heavy with victory. I'm heavy with miracles. I'm heavy with signs. I'm heavy with wonders. I'm heavy on the inside. Stop lifting your life naturally. Stop functioning in your own strength. Yield to the Holy Spirit, who's a real person on the inside of you. He's in you to rule, to reign, to regulate, call a shot, say what it's going to be. I'm thinking here now, there's not much saying of please in the spirit realm. You know, I'm going back to the book. I studied a little bit. Man, I ain't a whole lot of please in the spirit realm. Will you please do this, please do that. There's a lot of performance. We'll look at that in a minute. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Go to the next verse. You got another voice now I'm looking for a certain voice. Oh, oh. Somebody dance. There go your problem right there. Stop looking at it. Ah, stop looking at it. Stop looking at it. Stop looking at it. See, faith, hope, grace, and the promise ought to produce a certain beat to you. In other words, create a certain rhythm. There's no song, Diana Ross. What that boy named had that golden voice, he died. Luther Vandross. They don't have no song. When you get a beat in the spirit, when you learn your rights, you get excited over Christ more than anything else. There's a rhythm in the spirit while we look not at the things what you're seeing, but at the things what you're not seeing. For everything you see is temporary. It's temporal, but the things what you're not seeing are eternal. Now go back to Romans 4:17 quickly, 4:16. 4:16, quickly. 4:16. You may be seated. 4:16. I'll close in a minute. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it is of faith, so it has the invisible word, that it might be by grace. Jesus Christ. To the end of the promise. So I want you to see faith, grace, and promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of all. Now, go to that 17th verse. You'll see how to work in that invisible world, how something not existing normally, but you know it exists in the spirit. Now, I want you to get this voice. As it is written, very important. As it is written, that's something God said. I've made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not. What you need to call? Find out what's written. See? And then stay with it until it become a part of you. Then speak it out. Now, tell me, you Christian, tell me if you do that and if you do this, who can stop it? But you got to know that. So I'm way out on a limb, but I've been out there many times. You got to get further than all these denominations. You got to get further than full gospel. You got to get further than the Pentecostal. You got to get further than the word of faith. You got to go to your real characteristic as an apostolic believer operating in the book of Acts and the seven churches of Revelation. You got to know the do's and don'ts, the ills and ain'ts. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You'll be so strong. You'll be so mighty. You'll be such a help to so many people if you get your little Mickey Mouse problem solved. And I call them Mickey Mouse because they're Mickey Mouse to who, how big.
Exactly.
1 John 4:4. We come at it. 1 John 4:4. This is all, the essential for all this. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Who is them? Huh? It, what?
All the opposition.
Who them? Anything. Anybody, anything, anywhere, anytime. Because greater is he that's in you. Well, yet in you than he that's in the world. The inside supposed to run the outside. But when you don't know the apostolic, to a certain degree, the outside run the inside. You move by what you see more than what you believe. I got to get you there. I got to let you know you can't take me out. You can fire me off this job, but I'll never be broke. I have seen giants went down, banks, medical centers, who tried to hold me down. Engineering office, just had built it. Grass grew up in it because they played a trick on Carolyn and I. Because they don't know they wasn't talking to the man they was talking to. They were talking to a man who had a blueprint from God Almighty, told him what to do, and was just asking, do you want to get in on it? Yeah, you can't make it happen for me. It's already happened. Our bank sent three or four people down here, three or four people, and they always sent a black agent. when they come to black people, sort of, you know, talk your language, your culture. So the black lady was with him. And so this Caucasian gentleman, he jump up and he said, what you going to do if you don't get the plan? I said, sir, sit down. This, you're not here for that. You're not going to decide. The plan already mine. I just want to know, do you want to get in on it? And they didn't. And some weeks later, one of my children went to the bank, and somebody went to the bank and said, how your daddy getting along in place? He gone. They left in it. They got it. Over 11 million. And it's paid for now. Matter of fact, they're doing $180,000 worth of work on it right now. Then they got to go back, got to do $200,000 more on it. I told a lady one time, don't get nervous. I ain't going to ask you to pay for it. Just enjoy it. You're part of it. Just clap your hand. You're part of it. Don't get worried. I don't want no special offering tonight. We ain't going to have no men day and women day to try to raise it. We don't have to do that. I just want to let you in on it, let you know how big your God is. You follow what I'm saying? Come on, let's go back. I gotta close. Come on, let's go back. Go back to Romans. Go back to Romans. No, go to 1 John 5:4. I want you to be convinced about this. 1 John 5:4. How many of y'all born of God? You know it, you're sure about it. Put your hand up, you're sure about it. All right. I often change that whatsoever to whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. That means Satan. Because you read in epistle, he said he's the God of this world. Now, he's the God of this world system. He's not God of the world. Because the Bible said the earth is the Lord and the fullness, the world and the fullness of the earth. But he said for whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, why 80% of Christians are failing in many aspects of their life? And we got scriptures like this. We got scriptures. Because men, denomination, entertainers, excitement, hoopers have made you happy, but not healthy. And I'm talking about in your finances too. I'm talking about in everything, your body, your marriage. You know, it's not what it should be because you're not operating apostolically. And that's where we're coming to. That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to create no, you know, Mr. Graham said the first thing he was going to ask God when he got to heaven, why did you use me like that? Why you didn't get somebody else? This is my one, first, two, my third, fourth transition. I had to come up against the walls of I'm satisfied. What kind of God was modeled before you when you was a little child? All that got to get all that out. I was a man, but I was at church and the man was speaking in another language. Now what? And the Bible says, so that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He up there speaking something else. He up there with speaking something else in another language. How are people gonna get in their faith? You know, I ask him, you know what he's saying? Shh. Don't bring no Bible. We come through a lot of stuff, man. When we come through, man, hoopology. Oh, yeah, that's hoopology. They got people train you to hoop. Hoopology. They'll tell you when to go low, when to go up. And y'all like it. I know it. Y'all like it. Y'all love it. But you don't know it's a trick. I let it get happy sometimes, but it's a trick because there's so much more. And that's what I'm trying to bring. I'm trying to bring you where you can fight the good fight of faith. No, not after you get to heaven. Tonight when you get in your car going back to your house. You don't just have a scripture, but you have a revelation of a realm and a rhythm and a ram of word and a reality. You don't need to go to no revival, know how to revive yourself. No, this ain't going to happen today, self. No, we're not going to have no down day. Get up. I'm about to dance. I'm going to force myself to dance. I'm about to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all get up them days trying to tell you it's going to be a bad day? Talk to it. Go back to Roman. I got to close. It's 8 o'clock. May I say something to you that the Spirit of God said to me when I was studying? Every wall of containment around your life must fall now. Everything that's been holding you in or holding you out must fall now. There's an engine on the inside of you that is greater than any wall the enemy can put up. There's some places you've been trying to get. You think this teaching in vain is some places you've been trying to get?
Amen.
You're there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They will come and they'll ask you a question. They won't know.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, man. Let me hurry up and close here. You know what happened in Roman, you know. Abraham didn't go by the natural papers the doctor gave him. Use your imagination. They went to the hospital. Abe said, I come here to check my wife, I believe she's pregnant. My man said, what? Sometimes the things of God is so baffling, machines don't work. So Abe didn't believe no report, but the report of the Lord. Bible says he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and he was fully persuaded what God had promised, he also was able to perform. And it happened, didn't it? Let me show you one more time, then I really close. Show you one more time. Go back to Acts 1. I'm going to show you one more thing. You ain't got to sit down nothing. Whatever you want to do. I'm just going to show you this. I want to show you this. I want to read this, and I want to say this to you. In Acts 9 through 11, here's what's happening. Heaven to earth relationship is being fully connected. Write that down. I need you to write down. You need to sit down right over here. Heaven to earth relationship, or your heaven to earth relationship, is being fully connected. Because the Bible says that he seated at the right hand of the Father, but in Ephesians 2, he tells us we seated with him.
Yeah.
So we're down here and with him.
Yeah.
So you know that can't be the body. That's the spirit. So let's read. In our closing, let's read. Another thing is, he wants us to keep our eyes on heaven. Let me read the word of the Lord that the Spirit gave me in prayer this morning. I came here and prayed about 3 hours. I had my staff to pray about an hour. They come here early in the morning. I said, get them all in here. We're about to pray. Here's what the Lord said to me in prayer. And I told them, and I want to tell you, you haven't prayed until God talked to you. So you got to be listening. You got to have a pad. You got to have your Bible. You got to be waiting on your computer, whatever you want. But you have not prayed until God, you wait long enough for God to talk back to you, or through the day he'll talk back to you. And here's what the Lord said to me in one of the gifts of the Spirit. As soon as they see it, as soon as they say it, I will make things happen far beyond what your church has experienced at large, unusual demonstration of my power. I will stop the assault of my church and my children in their tracks. Insults too. Now, he kept telling me this. Bridges are leaving. Bridges, I said, what is this, Lord? Are leaving. He said, the old bridge is being taken out. Now, listen to the last part of what he said. Unless you step into discerning, you will not be fully concerned with my assignment. It's too many other concerns got your attention. The old school used to call it getting lost in the spirit. I understand their language. I'm out of the flesh. I'm lost. When you're lost in the spirit, you can be led by the spirit. When you know where you're going, the spirit can't lead you. Are you hearing me? All right, let's read the scriptures together. We'll take up on our next lesson there. Okay. All right. Verse 9, ready to read. Hold up. I hear about 13 people. I'm doing this for a reason. Ready? Read. All right, now he who you talking about?
Jesus.
Where you going?
Heaven.
Where you leaving?
Earth.
Why? Huh?
Open up earth and heaven and earth to come together.
You got it? Heaven and earth connection. All right, go ahead to the next verse. Don't ever change your look. Don't ever let nothing catch you in the natural looking at it too much. When you're dealing with something, keep your eyes on heaven. What Hebrew 12:2 says? Looking unto Jesus, the author, and who went through some stuff, but the stuff didn't stop him because he wasn't looking at it. All right, read the 11th verse. Amen. You may be seated. You need an envelope for your gift.